Sat inside me with your your glory, and let my path drops with abundance, let the trees with abundance in the name of Jesus. Ranabatosha kata balabatosha kata lekeke ketia borabakata sakata. Let my path, Lord, yet drip with abundance. Ranabatosha kata bakata. Ranabatosha kata bakata. Because you are glory. Yes, you are glory. Hey, kata batosha kata bakata. Let your whole life be filled with your glory. Let your whole year be filled with your glory. 2026 is filled with your glory. I will see your glory. Yes, Lord, we wear your glory. We are clothed with glory. We are crowned with glory and your goodness. In the name of Jesus. And our path is with your abundance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, once again, we thank you for tonight. We are here, Lord Father, to be blessed by you. Please, Lord, bless every life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done on Sunday. Thank you for the message that is speaking. Thank you for everything you are still going to do tonight. Thank you because every life will be touched by you. Thank you because you are going to transform lives tonight. And our eyes shall be enlightened by the power of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, continue with us. Take over in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. For you, Jesus. Mighty name we have prayed. I will appreciate you, God. Let's appreciate them. You've done wonderful tonight. God bless you. The thing for this is open doors. That is the theme for this year that God has given to us. And we express open doors in the name of Jesus. You are going to say 2026 is my year of open doors. In the name of Jesus. Say 2026 is my year of open doors. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to say 2026. It's my year of brand new beginning. In the name of Jesus. So be it in Jesus' name. Let's welcome someone by our side. Tell him you're welcome to open doors. Say, tell him how that is your year of open doors. We are going to experience open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. That they will appreciate you. So let's be seated in his presence. Okay, let's say our confession. One, two, go. Father, I thank you for your word that has sustained me this far. Today I pray that the eyes of my heart receive light and I receive grace not to just hear, but to take adequate action that will attract blessing to me and my world. So we're looking into the word tonight, open doors. That's the theme of tonight, open doors. So we're talking of open doors. Open doors are divine, and they are not physical things, but deeply spiritual. We're talking of open doors. It is not a physical thing. It is deeply spiritual. So open doors is having access to realms of favor, having access to realms of favors, realms of opportunities, promotion, blessings, relationships and breakthroughs that is ordained by God. Open doors is having access to realms of favor, to realms of opportunities, breakthroughs, promotions, blessings, relationships that is ordained by God. That is when God usher you into a realm that you ordinarily cannot access by your physical strength. When the Lord ushers you into a realm, to a higher ground, to a dimension that ordinarily you cannot access by your strength. That is what we call open doors. So they are divine access. God give me access to a higher realms. Yes, that is what we call open door. And everything in life has a door. Everything in life has a door, has a gate. Everything in life has a gate. Every aspect of our lives has gate. Marriage has gate. Finance has door. Business, what? Has a door. So every aspect of our lives has door. And when one door is opened, it can lead to many several doors. When God opens one door for you, that one door can lead to many several doors. Okay, let's take a read from Revelation chapter 3. Revelation 3, 7 and 8. Revelation 3, 7 and 8. Thank you. Okay. 7 says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David." This verse is introducing the one that has the key. And it's saying, he that is holy. Who is he that is holy? May I ask? Who is he that is holy? God. He that is true. He that had the key of David. Is he that has that key that opened and no man can shut? And shut and no man can open. Then verse 8. 8. It says, "I know thy works. Behold, see." Open your heart. Open your eyes. Be at alert. Be receptive. He said, "Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it." God is saying, "I have set an open door before you. No man can shut it." Which means it is only God that have the capacity to lock and to open. He has the capacity to lock and open. He's the only one that can open and that can shut. No any other person, according to that verse. He said, "I have set before thee," and I pray the doors that the Lord has set before us, we access them all in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, "I have set before you an open door." Open your eyes and see. And this year, 2026, is year of abundance. I'm telling you, it's full of blessing. I pray our eyes shall be opened. Sincerely speaking, it's full of blessing. Go and check the prophecy of our Father in the Lord, Gio. It's in line with open doors. A brand new beginning. The Lord has set it before you. So you have to open your eyes. You have to be sensitive to be able to know when the door is being opened. But he's telling us that he has opened the door now. And we access it. Excuse me. In the mighty name of Jesus. We will access the door in the name of Jesus. He has opened it. No man will shut it. Who is behind the door? He's the Almighty. He's one that holds the key. He's one that opened it. And I pray the door he has opened will never be shut. In the name of Jesus. So when God is saying open doors, open door really means, in another way, end of a chapter and the beginning of another chapter. End of a season and beginning of another season. End of an era and the beginning of an era, like what he did to the children of Israel when they are in slavery for 430 years. They are being shut down in Egypt. Door closed against them. They were not able to do anything for their lives. They were in the realm of slavery for 430 years. They were working without no results. They were working without not being paid anything. They were just working for Pharaoh and all his men for 430 years. Generations were just toiling without no result. But when God opened doors for them, The Bible says just one singular visitation of a night, one night, singular visitation, the doors were opened. And came to the era of slavery, and they entered into the abundance. They entered into their freedom. The Bible says when they were living, they left with gold. They left with slivers. They left with every good thing that they have been denying them. And I pray tonight, whatever the enemy has stolen from your life, that is divine restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the doors are opened in the name of Jesus. So when God is saying, open doors, which means we are entering a new season. We are entering a new dimension. We are entering a new grace, a new era that the Lord has prepared for us. It's a new year. And every new year comes with his blessing. But say, blessed be the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. So the Lord has prepared good things for everybody. He has set the doors before you. Will you access it by his spirit in the mighty name of Jesus? So when God is saying, open doors, what happened? I've opened the door. What happened? Number one, darkness disappeared and light appears. Darkness end comes to darkness, and what? Light shines forth. And when there is light, it means there will be no confusion. When there is light, light means illumination. Light means understanding. Light means there is going to be revelation. Access to divine secret. Access to revelations. Access to mysteries that others will not know. That is what doors have opened. So when God opened doors, light shines. The Bible says in him is life. And the life is the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And darkness compared it not. Isaiah 6 chapter 1 says, arise, shine, for the light is come. Let's go to that place, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Open doors. Isaiah 60 and verse 1. When doors open, it means darkness disappears. Light becomes the order of the day. And when there is light, okay, it says, arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Okay, verse 2. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, that the light has come. Doors has opened. Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. He is the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill can never be hidden. Okay, the next verse. 3. And the Gentiles shall see, and the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of the rising. So when light comes, there's going to be illumination. There's going to be understanding. There's going to be revelation. The eyes of understanding will be enlightened to know what God has in store. Because eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have we entered into the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. But because the eyes has been light, because light has come, you have understanding of what God have per time. You're able to know what others did not know. You have access to classified informations. We've seen people that said, because when light got, there was a brother then, he was among us when we came here, when they were transferred, I've forgotten his name now. He graduated from Lasso and was giving testimony. Now they gave them, because he read, praise God, and they gave them the exams. So the exam was so tough. And he just opened his eyes and he was seeing the answer on the board. Praise God. When light comes, you have access to class. Nobody sees it. He was the one that saw it. The answer to the questions. You have access to mystery. You have access to secrets that others did not know. No wonder Joseph was able to thrive in Egypt because he has access to informations. He was able to interpret the dreams.
When light comes, you know what all that is done, you become solutions in your place of work. You become solutions in your family. You can become solutions to the nation, because Joseph became solutions to the nation. All the magicians could not interpret the dreams. He was the only one that interpreted 7 years of famine and 7 years of what? Of abundance. When light comes, when doors open, light comes, darkness fades away. And even Daniel, in his days, I pray the eyes of understanding will be enlightened in the name of Jesus. One of us can be solution to this Nigeria problem. Is that not so? That's the truth. Ideas drops like deals. What did I just say? So we just give you solutions to people's problems. Give you secrets to people, problems, and you become solution. That's open doors. You're going to have ideas. You are innovative. You are able to create new things. Daniel was able to reign in the land of Babylon because he had access to classified information. He had access to secrets. The Bible said he reigned with four kings. Four. One after the other. So he was so relevant. So when doors open, you'll be relevant because information comes from the heavenly realm. Because you are connected with the source of the information. You are connected to God, the wisdom himself. I want us to read Genesis 41 and verse 39. Just 7 p.m. Okay. Genesis 41 and verse 39. Okay. It says, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shielded thee of this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. So he was able to, he handed everything over to him. Joseph was the one that was reigning for 40 years. Ephesians 1:17. Okay, and it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18 says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. I'm going to pray now. The Father, let the eyes of my wife. I'm going to pray with verse 17 and 18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ will give to me the spirit of wisdom. Go ahead, I begin to talk to God, and the Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saint. Go ahead, I begin to talk to God. We are just in new year. Ideas will come. God will give you revelations. There will be solutions to people's problems. That will make us to be relevant. Say, Lord, let the eyes of understanding be enlightened tonight. That the doors of ideas has opened. Doors of revelation. Doors of insight. Mandabo shakata balin. calendar. It is our year of open doors. We have wisdom. The eyes of understanding is enlightened. In the name of Jesus, Rapa Koshakata, Lima, to lift up your voice and talk to God. In Nama Koshata, we are praying the scripture that the Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, that the eyes of understanding be enlightened. Manda bo shakata badada lekekete barabagadaga shakata. That person that be dying will be revived by the wisdom of God, by divine ideas. Limpato shakas a student, you see wisdom. You know when to read, you know when to study. And that was you are studying and you are assimilating. You husband and wife, God is giving you wisdom on how to navigate this year. Say, talk to manamata. The doors of ideas is open. The Lord is dropping divine ideas right now. Manama. Lord, I receive tonight. Like I refuse to be stranded. I refuse to be confused. The eyes of understanding as a light. I know what to do. Manta boshakata. No confusion. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Job 29 and verse 4. Job 29 and verse 4. Madabushakata. He said, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. Let me read from here. Say, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. Guys, we are youth. We have to open our hearts to informations that will transform our life early. This year is still new. I've seen people that said, God led them to where they when they were preparing an exam. Just read this place. Don't worry, read this place. And as they get to the exams, just that's what God told them. They saw what God told them. Doors open. Eyes, darkness go. Then the eyes is being enlightened to see and to know what God is saying. And I pray we will not be a fool this year in the name of Jesus. We'll receive instructions in Jesus' name. And we'll walk and live by them in the name of Jesus. God said that I will instruct you and I will teach you the way that you will go. He will give you questions and he will still give you the answers. That's our God. Hallelujah. When doors open and comes to poverty. And come to poverty. I will enter the realm of prosperity. From lack to plenty, from scarcity to abundance, from famine to abundance. Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. And the one of the prophecy for this year, Jesus said there's going to be less hunger. Hallelujah. I believe God and I believe the prophet. We are even seeing the dresses that the bag of rice now much stuff. It's not 60,000. Praise God. It will come to 10,000 in Jesus' name. Yes. It will come to 10,000 in the name of Jesus. It will come to 10,000 in the name of Jesus. The prophet of God has said it and will believe it. So it was in the gate of Samaria. Elisha said within 24 hours that there was going to be abundance. And God did it. These are the days of his power. Hallelujah. So when doors open, abundance, plenty, poverty dies off, scarcity goes away, lack consumed. We have plenty, we have abundance. No, fullness. Fullness of God's glory. I'm so excited tonight. Hallelujah. Because this is what God is doing for us. It's our year of open doors in Jesus' name. The doors has opened and nothing can shut it. Nothing will shut it in Jesus' name. Anyone that wants to push his head will go for it. Because the Almighty God is standing in the behind the door. He said, I hold the keys of David. Only him can open it and only he can shut it. Because it's not our realm. It's the realm of God. Supernatural. You can't be sleeping right now. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Okay? Can we read together? I want to go. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for... Say you for... You know, it is the grace, oh. Hallelujah. It's not my power, ha. It's not the function of my salary. Can you say something? Say, I am not what I eat. I am not what I eat. Say, I am not what I wear. I am who God says I am. Say, I walk on gold. I have abundance. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. Say, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for my sake, he became poor. That through his poverty, I will be rich. I am wealthy. Hallelujah. He took my poverty and he gave me his riches. He said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, our God is rich, he's not a pauper. Is worthy. The person that created this universe, are you going to measure his worthiness? Are you going to measure his riches? Can you be able to measure the riches inside the sea and underneath the sea that are untapped resources in the earth that no man will know till Christ will come unless God reveals? There are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of, what will I call it, in the galaxy that are yet to be known. It is the capacity of God. Not in my own capacity. God is blessing us according to his capacity. It's a year of fullness. Year of brand new beginning. New beginning of joy. New beginning of blessing. New beginning of working with him. New beginning of no money. New beginning of sound. The Lord will rejuvenate your body. Eh? You become under 16. Praise God. Not that you don't know your age, but give you strength. He gave you vigor. He became poor. That he through his poverty become rich. It's the year of abundance. Hallelujah. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. Chapter 9 and verse 8. Okay. I love this verse. Say, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. All what? All. It's not one. The combination of all, permit me to say graces. Hallelujah. Combination, whether there are billions, all grace. God is able, has the capacity to make all grace abound towards you. That ye, he's saying, always. Is it once? What is going? Another English for always? Yeah? Subsequently, another one? Continuously. Okay, continually. Praise God. Another one? Always. Having all sufficiency. Another word. What's sufficiency? Abundance. Unmeasurable. Sufficiency in all what? Another adjective, in all things, all, everything, may abound to every good works. Sorry, can I see Amplified? I think it's Amplified. Let me see in this verse. Amplified and see what Amplified is saying. Our doors is opened. I can see abundance. Okay. Do we have Amplified? Or let me read from here. But I want us to read together. Okay, let me read from here. Okay. It says, and God is able to make all grace. I want us to read together. One to go. Let's read together. One to go. And God is able, and we are reading together. Oh, it's not there. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 9:8, ma. Thank you. Not 8:9. 9:8. Amplified. Thank you. Let's see. Want to go? And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, be completely self-sufficient in Him. And hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. This is the word of God for me and you. See, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessings. We're talking of earthly blessings, every blessing in the sky, the one in the sea, in the ocean, or in the ground, the one in the air. No, combined together. Come in abundance to me and to you, so that I may always. You have reduced it too. You have reduced the funds. Okay, let me. So that I may always, under all circumstances, regardless of any need, if that need is 10 billion naira, they move on. Yes. Say, regardless of the need, big or small, great or mighty, have complete sufficiency in everything. Be completely self-sufficient in Him. And have an abundance for every good work and act. So you will have, at the same time, do what? Give out. An act of charity is not for you alone. You are blessed and you are a blessing. The Bible says we are going to lend to nations. Say 2026 is my year of open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, all right. Ecclesiastes, sorry, you don't mind the way I pronounce it. You can buy total when you're pronouncing this chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 9. Yeah, he said, moreover, the prophet of the earth is for who? End has come to toiling in the mighty name of Jesus. End has come to fruitless effort in the mighty name of Jesus. It's our year of profit in Jesus' name. On all sides, unmeasurable ones, in the name of Jesus. Say, moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. Even the king himself is served by the field. It's for everybody. Now, Papa get that. Drop it from heaven. He said, our path will drop with abundance, and our year is crowned with goodness and glory. That's what he said. That's what the word. In 2 Kings chapter 7, okay, I've said it before. When Elisha said, when there was famine, chapter 6, there was famine. Samaria was besieged by the Assyrian king. To the extent that women are eating their children. Was that not witchcraft? I didn't know how they... So that was telling you the tense of the famine in that land. They were eating. One ate at home, and they, you know, they both ate. And now the other one went to hide us at home. Praise God. It was so tense, there was no food to eat. But in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, as Daddy has declared that less hunger this year, so be it in Jesus' name. Elisha said, he said, by this time tomorrow, let's go there. 2 Kings chapter 7. Okay, verse 1. It says, then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord, Noazak. Thus hear the Lord. Tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seer of barley for a shekel at the gate of Nigeria in Jesus' name. Yes. He said it. And the Bible says in verse 2, so an officer, you know, like we have said, a carnal mind can never understand the things of the spirit. So when a spiritual man or a scriptural man is saying something, don't argue with that person. Don't allow your carnal mind to shut you down of that blessings. This man, in verse 2, the Bible said, then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with the eyes, but shall not eat it. Be careful with the man of God. Don't allow familiarity in that suit of your blessings. He knew Elisha now, Elisha and Abeg. And that was, if God even be opened the windows of heaven, how would it be? And the Bible says, let's go to the last verse. I don't want to go to this one. We know the story now. If you don't know it, go and read it, the whole chapter, chapter 7, because of our time. And the Bible says, I will read, okay, verse 18. The Bible says, so it happened, just as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 seer of barley for a shekel, and a seer of fine flour for a shekel shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. Then that officer had answered the man of God and said, now look, if the Lord would make the windows of heaven, could such a thing be? And he had said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat it. And so it happened to him. For the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. But when everybody was struggling to go and pack food, abundance has come in the name of Jesus. Plenty is apportioned in the name of Jesus. We are fruitful in Jesus' name. As people were no one, they were rushing to, hey, it's my, let me pack. They trampled right. And he saw it, he did not eat it. So don't doubt your prophet. Don't allow familiar spirit to hinder you of your blessings. It's a year of abundance in the name of Jesus. As Jehovah has declared, less hunger in Nigeria. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will be food everywhere. There's abundance, plenty, surplus by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 1:3 is a year of abundance. Open doors. End has come to toiling, end has come to poverty, end has come to lack in the name of Jesus. He said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Where is it? It is in Christ. So if you have not born again, you better go and give your life to Jesus Christ. Yes. It's because it is in Christ. It's in Him. In Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Everything. All manners of blessings is in Christ. May the Lord bless our understanding tonight in Jesus' name. So when doors open, that is abundant life. Death fades away. Abundant life. We have life. Death is terminated. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, to destroy. And Jesus said, I have come so that we have life even more abundantly. And when there is life, when there is life of Jesus Christ, death can never withstand. No. Is it in business? Is it marriage? Is it ministry? Is it in the church? Death can never withstand the life of God. Death can never withstand. We have the life. We are full of life. And when there is life, no sickness can be there. Yes. Every good thing comes with life. In him was light. And life was, in him was life. And life was a light. So when there is light. And wherever you see life, every good thing of life is there. Every fullness of life. Say, I have the fullness of life. Say, I have the fullness of life in Christ Jesus. So no more death. Say, no more death. Spiritual, physical, marital, financial, career-wise, academically. Say, I have the life of Christ in me. Hallelujah. Hey, Mandabosha Katabagada. No more fruitless effort. Yes, no more toiling. No more barrenness. It is season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. When doors opens, we are in season of fruitfulness. Season of abundance. No more toiling. No more sweating. No more struggling. And your 1+1, everything you know, everything you calculate or you calculated, you hit it. You eat it because God is coming through for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay? Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 7 to 10. I want to show us. And I predeclare the dew of heaven will shower upon our grounds in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is resisting our seed are consuming Jesus' name. As we are planting, they are germinating. And we are receiving our harvest in fullness in the name of Jesus. So no more toiling in vain. Because God is bringing us to a blessed land. God is bringing us to a fertile land. Everything you do, every good thing you do, you see your result. Quickly in the name of Jesus. It's okay. Say, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. Into what land? Into a good land. A land of brooks of water that be not thirst, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. Depths. Okay, verse 8. A land of wheat. Food go plenty this year in Jesus' name. Abundance everywhere. Divine ideas. We will navigate through by the grace of God. It's a land of wheat. And barley, and vines, and fig trees, and pomegranate, a land of oil, olive, and honey, sweetness. 9. A land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. You will not lack anything good, this year in Jesus' name. A land whose stones are iron. Wealth, you dig it, you see iron, this wealth. And out of whose heels thou mayest dig brass. No, you are taking gold, righteous things. As you are planting, God, Lord, the Lord is opening your eyes to good business ideas. I said, when thou hast eaten, when I now blessed you, when you don't chop them, no, when you've seen it in full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God. For the good land which he has given to thee in 2026. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has brought us to good land. Jesus declared it a year of new beginning. Let it be in your heart. Walk with it. Run with it. It's a year of open doors. Run with it. He has brought us to good land in 2026. a land of blessing, a land of food flowing with milk and honey. A land where we dig brass, iron. All these ones are mineral resources. Say you know. Hallelujah. They are mineral resources. Yes. This is the land the Lord has brought us this year. And we will tap every resources, every blessing the Lord has given to us in the mighty name of Jesus. No power will chase us out of that land in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5. And from verse 1. Luke 5 verse 1. No more toiling in the name of Jesus. This a year of blessings. And come to toiling. And come to labor, suffering in the name of Jesus. So we have abundance, we have fruitfulness, we have harvest in Jesus' name. And Luke 5 and verse 1 says, and it came to pass that as the people passed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Okay, verse 2. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. 3. Okay, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Okay, verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Launch out into the deep. Launch out into abundance. Launch out into blessing. Launch out into divine ideas, revelations, mysteries, secrets. And Simeon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. One of the key things we need for our doors to remain permanently open is what? Constant fellowship with God. The word. Have access to the word at all times, because the word will guide us. Your word is light unto my path and a light. I'm a lamp unto my feet. The word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. And when they had and Simon answered and said to me, Master, we have toiled all the night. And come to any toiling in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Toiling Marita, and has come to you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Toiling academically, and has come to you in Jesus' name. Toiling financial, and has come to you in the name of Jesus. Any business that anyone is expressing toiling, labor, without no result, without no profit, and come to it now in Jesus' name. He said, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, either word, I will let down the net. The next verse, verse 6. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Hallelujah. Then the next verse. And they beckon unto their partners. When that blessing come, you beckon unto your partners in Jesus' name. Say, come and join me. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships. When I was reading this, since I've been reading this chapter, I've not seen this last part. Please, verse 7. I've not seen this part before. I was thinking it was they just beckoned on their partner. It was only just one ship. It was not one ship, it's two. And the Bible says, and they came and filled both the ships, two ships, so that they began to sink. Can you see what they caught that night, that morning? You know, when Jesus was telling them, was telling Peter, launch out your net. Peter was saying, Master, I was a skillful fisherman. I was a professional fisherman. We can't no catch fish in the day. We can catch fish in the night. I've done all this. I understood the terrain of the sea. So I've done everything in the night. We could not catch anything. But thank God I came to his senses. Guys, do not struggle with the Holy Spirit this year. No matter your plan, no matter your calculation, when God steps in, allow God to do what he wants to do so that we experience the fullness of your blessing. Thank God that Peter had him. He said, okay, master had a word. And the Bible says, and they launched into the deep. They caught great fishes. And their nets started breaking. But our own, nothing will escape in Jesus' name. Every blessing, our net will not break in the name of Jesus. It will not be torn in the name of Jesus. Every blessing we will receive, we will enjoy it all in the name of Jesus. The Bible said they beckoned to their friends and they came together. Even their friendship was sinking. You can imagine that kind of breakthroughs that God gave to him at the word of Christ. And your word is coming tonight in Jesus' name. Your word is coming right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every blessing that the Lord has for us, we'll receive them all in Jesus' name. So it's our year of blessings, our year of open doors. That door is open and nobody will shut it in Jesus' name. Shall we rise to our feet? Or do you have any questions? Do you have questions from anybody? Questions? Any question? Are we good? Okay, let's rise to our feet. So everything this year is a win-win thing. We are winning, we are reigning. Yes, we are winning, we are victorious, we are blessed, we are prospering. This is our portion this year in the mighty name of Jesus. So I would just encourage you, let's open our hearts to what God is doing and what God is still doing. So don't close your mind to instructions of the Holy Spirit. Whatever God says, please open your heart to him. Because at times, it will take our sensitivity to be able to identify that thing that the Lord is doing. To be able to identify the doors that God has opened to us. May God help us tonight in Jesus' name. Begin to talk to God. Father, tonight I open up to what you are about to do in my life. I believe you that this year is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus. No power of darkness will shut the door. I obey you. I will not be the one to shut my door. I will pray as I begin to talk to God. Say, for loving Father, I thank you for tonight. I bless your name. Thank you for your word that have come to me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and begin. We are not saying to Shumomo. Can we open our mouth and talk to God? The Lord, I assess the open doors in the name of Jesus. I assess the open doors. Rabado shakata balimba do shakata gede. Rabababaga do shata. Go ahead and begin to talk to God.
Stay in the mood of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you because it's our year of open door. Thank you because we have spoken to your ears. So have you done unto us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It's time for our offering. Please, can we just put our hands to our pocket as the choir comes to give us some songs. It's time for our offering.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, my Lord is good.
Hey, my God is good.
Hey, my God.
Today, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Please, after we are closing right now, so please, every worker should wait behind. We have a brief meeting, just very short meeting. Please, every worker should wait behind just for a brief meeting. Thank you. God bless you as you have gone. In the name of Jesus. Good night.
Having a 5 days in his presence special program that is coming up on the 19th to 23rd. That's from Monday through Friday. Please invite your friends. It's going to be wonderful. So we invited all these ministers of songs. Yes. It's going to be worship, word, prayer. So come around, invite someone. Also come, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, media. Okay. All the workers. All the workers, can I please come together? Well, I'm not wasting our time, please. Should I use microphone? Can we come together? Okay. Let's go.